them a hype, see them not satisfied. Life where them leave young, me know that no right. Seek and a search, but me see them can't find. Tell them to change them, your dirty lifestyle. Some boy too physical, them can't be spiritual. Them can't give thanks to Father God Almighty. Yo, them put their trust in a material and vanity. Now for them, me see set them take life for granted. Some boy too physical, them can't be spiritual. Them can't give thanks to Father God Almighty. Yo, me see them go the wrong way, and I think that it's right, yeah. I and I saw disappointed. When in the fittest of the fittest shall survive. So each and every man are doing best, we stay alive. But unto righteousness, we tell you, no, we stay abide. Kind of the judgment day, you not go find no place to hide. No, every man want to heaven, and no man want to die. Every man want to live life, but no one live right. They might have about plentiness, but them not clean inside. And them can go as I am with them carnal mind. Some way do physical, them can't live spiritual, them can't give thanks to Father God Almighty. Yo, them put their trust in their material and vanity. Now for them, if it's let them take life for granted. Some boy too physical, them can't live spiritual, them can't give thanks to Father God Almighty. Yo, me see them go the wrong way, and I think that it's right, yeah. I and I so disappointed. Yo, I will not disobey Jah, no time at all. I'm gonna give thanks and praise until the day I die. You know me, coming in and in me, going out. I am blessed and protected by the Most High God. Some way I go the wrong way, and I think say it right. Some live in a darkness, and them can't see the light. Them who are not one like them, it's just like but them no have Jah in a them life. Some way too physical, them can't live spiritual. Them can't give thanks to Father God Almighty.
This is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Technically, I'm not even really supposed to be here right now. So fuck it. Might as well make the most of it.
Yeah! Feels good! Woo! Guess I'm lucky. Some of us don't get a second chance. But I ain't blowing this one. Nah, man. Shit, I feel like I can do anything now.
Catch lightning in the bottle, set fire to water, coming out the nozzle on the fire hose, fire and swatter.
Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man.
Smash an hourglass, grab the sand, take his hands and cup them, spin around to freeze the clock, take the hands of time and cup them.
Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man, Cinderella man.
There's a storm coming that the weatherman couldn't predict. I start to bug prick, you better flee cause I get ticked. It's a wrap, I was down, when I was down I was kicked. I got off, I'm back to punch it to the ground. Your trick, it's a trap, fuck my last CD that sits in my trash. I'll be goddamn if another rapper gets in my ass. I hit the gas and I spit every rap as if it's my last. You can die in the blink of an eye, so pass your eyelashes and keep winking and blowing kisses cause you're flirting with death. I'm destroying your livelihood, I ain't just hurting your rap. I catch a flow and get going, no remorse, I'm sowing, they slowing for knowing there's nothing you can do about it. Zeroing on my target like a marksman, the target is you. I shut your lane down, took your spot, parked in a tube. Arsenic flow, light affluence, saliva, what can you do? Go get your crew to hype you up, stand behind you like, woo! That boy's hot enough to melt hell, burn Satan too. Fry his ass and put his asses back together.
So you can hate him, he don't blame you. Frankly, he would too. This game could ill afford to lose him. How about you? Now guess who?
Hey.
Here's a clue.
Hey.
He came to the ball and his white Peter lost his Nike shoe. It's in your ass.
Hey.
He's in your ass. He's all up in your psyche too.
Hey.
Now, what's his name?
Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man.
He's the shit right now. He's
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man, Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man, Cinderella Shady Dane. Came to wrap the game up in cellophane. Raised hell from hell he came, but didn't come to bore you with the Cinderella story. Nor did he come to do the same. Or can't afford to be a lame-o in this day and age. And at this stage of the game, mediocrity can no longer be allowed to fly. So say bye to the old, H-I to the new. Que sera, consider it his last hurrah. Coup de grace, raise him high. Thanks for being patient, I won't make no more mistakes. Shit, my potatoes baked, homie, the veggies on my plate can fly. My filet is smoking weed, get back at the stakes are high. Shit, I ain't even supposed to be here by the grace of God. The skin on my teeth and the hair on my nuts, I skated by. Now y'all are off the ice with ankle weights, I'd hate to lie. How fucking irritated are you? How much in your face am I? And ain't shit you can do but fear it. Proof is here in spirit and I'm a spitting image. I mirror it when I stand near it. You pussy lyric, I couldn't hear it. Who forms pyramids and rap circles? Round square lyricist who?
Hey.
Here's a clue.
Hey.
He came to the ball and his white Peter lost his Nike shoe. It's in your ass.
Hey.
He's in your ass. He's all up in your psyche too.
Hey.
Now, what's his name?
Cinderella Man. Cinderella Man. Cinderella. Cinderella Man. Cinderella.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane. When it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed, I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stand there and watch me
and
burn.
Good morning, CKLM listeners. It is August 9th, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening here on 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947.
I love the way you lie.
And it seems like we love the way they lie, the way we're being lied to. We may try and cling to this fantasy as long as we can. You know, that appears to be one of the main ideas floating around. you know, who's better at creating their own sim world in their heads with respect to what's going on? And I happen to be here. I'm on Infowars.com. Matt Ryan from yesterday, August 8th, writes this article. CNN guest promotes chemical BPA as good. That's bisphenol A. Dr. Whalen, during an interview on CNN, states there are misconceptions about chemicals. One such misconception is that no cases, in brackets to our knowledge, exist where a single child or adult has been harmed from trace chemicals in products. She goes on to say that claims of such are absurd, citing the long-term existence of BPA, bisphenol A, as an example of a harmless trace chemical. Her primary source of reference in declaring BPA safe is the FDA. Not even all the studies the FDA reviewed, just the FDA said, eh. And that's the American Food and Drug Administration, similar to Health Canada here in Canada. And I'm setting up the show. I'm trying to figure out how to break some of this down here on a Monday, August 9th, 2010. After a weekend where I wrote a ton of stuff and it's just, there's a ton of possibilities out there. Because if we don't take action on this, our children will be raised to kill us. That's what's happening now. This is 2005, 2015. UN Agenda 21, the decade of sustainable education, blah, blah, blah. So, they'll either kill us because, you know, the state asked them to, or they'll kill us because we let the state do this stuff to them. Now, bisphenol A is on the inside of plastic water bottles. There were articles in The Star and other papers last year, a couple of years ago, you know, saying watch out for them plastic water bottles, and Mountain Equipment Co-op and Lululemon had to replace a bunch. So CNN has, you know, InfoWars has yet again a clip of a guest on CNN, a doctor, a Nazi, really, to be more accurate, saying that, you know, never been any issue with toxins in our environment harming any children. And then I click to the major papers here in Toronto trying to get an idea of, you know, what the propaganda launches are this week. And article here from this morning, August 9th, 2010, by Ms. Denise Grady. Study finds earlier signs of puberty in girls. Fuck them all, tell them all, eat shit, here we go again. And the article begins. A new study finds that girls are more likely today than in the past to start developing breasts by age 7 or 8. The research is just the latest in a flood of reports over the last decade that have led to concern and heated debate about whether girls are reaching puberty earlier and why it might be happening. Increased rates of obesity are thought to play a major role because body fat can produce sex hormones. Some researchers also suspect that environmental chemicals that mimic the effects of estrogen may be speeding up the clock on puberty, but that idea is unproved. Unproved, not even unproven. It's I think they made up you know, so here it is. A bunch of us learn that they're lying, and a bunch of us learn to live with the lies, and rarely the twain shall meet, even though the people that learn that they're lying are being constantly encouraged all the time. And everybody knows this. Everybody knows everything. That's the point. Is that if the people that can actually look into this a lot can't find a way to beat their own mind control, then no one else will think they can. What happens when you look into conspiracy theories? Well, you get really annoying. And you argue with people. And then you complain nobody wants to talk about it. And then you pee your pants and you sit there. And then you're not respected. And then as things start to go bad, you'll be seen as traitors and taken out and executed by people within the system, you know, pissed off that you let it come to this. Because this is what's happened before. Again, we've seen all this. We've seen all these, you know, variations of what's happening in communist Canada, in other communist countries. We've got the kids being raised to do all the NGO foundation funded activism where an NGO just means the UN certifies them. And it's not like they're non-governmental. It's that the UN, the world government, controls them as opposed to our own. So, you know, hey. And they're being given a way of looking at the world that makes them less able to cope with this information than we are. So if you try and tell them, you know, they find it, I mean, if you think people don't want to talk about it, but they kind of grudgingly admit you're right, and then you're just a prick who tries to talk about it the same way, who never gets better at it, who never makes a flyer, who never carefully organizes research, but he just wants to go off on people because you're frustrated at not being able to talk about it often enough, and you just want to abuse somebody with your knowledge and irritate them, as opposed to being a bit more professional, collecting your thoughts, you know, making it easier for people to handle this by simplifying things, by saying, yeah, you learned stuff that you could talk about for 3 hours, but can you find a way to say it in 3 minutes so people can get it quick and people can pass it on quick, you know? And it's not like we're denied these opportunities. It's not like we're denied a public that's willing to wake up at this point. You know, we're not denied anything, you know? The only thing that we're doing is thinking we're less capable than we are, and then here in smug communist Canada, finding creative ways to justify absolutely ridiculous nonsense. Now, they're hypersexualizing and retarding little girls. And they're selling the public that it's all normal, and conspiracy theorists and everybody else, you know, who knows, has to decide what they want to do. Because these are the types of things where if you back down now, it's over. If you know that this evil stuff's going on and you didn't say anything, it will crush you. But I'm going to take you to Alex Jones for a sec on Bohemian Grove, lifestyles in the crazy new world, what he experienced. Who creates this culture? Because we have to understand who's behind this. We can think we're pricks, but believe me, where this is going with a bunch of weak jellyfish controlled by a bunch of Nazis is we can see it happening now.
I think that the whole gay lifestyle is very, very destructive. They have the highest level of suicide, the highest level of partner violence, the highest level of disease. I'm not somebody who sits up here and judges people or hates them. But I do care about people. And I also, now that I'm older, realize how dangerous promiscuity is. I mean, I think that is just as bad. I think, you know, you could sit around and joke about it. And I was joking about it with a man cow the other day, the talk show host, when he said most men don't seem like they're aggressively attracted to women. I was just uncontrollably attracted to women, and I still am. But, I mean, I guess I'm married and love my wife and, you know, have psychologically grown. But I'm not here judging people that just want to run around fornicating, except for the fact that it's destructive and dangerous, and it results in abortions and, you know, results in health problems. Thank God I never had any problems. But if I, you know, I mean, if I could be a teenager again and look back on it, you know, I'm not proud of the things I did. And of course, I was just par for the course growing up in Dallas, Texas, and then Austin. I went to a high school part of the time in a suburb of Dallas, and then, here in Austin. And I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, the women were ready to go, and I was ready to go as well. My issue, though, about the homosexuality at Bohemian Grove, this was in Harper's Magazine. They interviewed Nixon back in the 70s when he was president, and he talked about Bohemian Grove and how he had to go there for political power when he was running for governor, his unsuccessful bid. He'd been a senator, of course, hooked in with Prescott Bush, and he called it the most GD faggy thing you can imagine. And then after he died, they actually, Harper's did another article, people didn't believe it, and released the audio tape of the taped interview with the reporter. I mean, he let them tape it. So you can just search Nixon. I'm not going to play it on air because it has profanity in it. Nixon used a lot of profanity. But you can search Richard Nixon talks about Bohemian Grove. And at Bohemian Grove, just while I was there, there were
you know, it was a big photo of Henry Kissinger bent over with his butt sticking out, wearing women's panties, simulating, I don't even want to say it with children listening. And by the way, I was sworn to secrecy at the time. I was sworn to secrecy, and wearing my journalist hat, I always, unless it's something completely illegal, I follow my journalistic integrity. You know, if somebody came to me and said, as a journalist, I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay, tell me the secret. Oh, I murdered somebody. I mean, I would be forced to call the police. You know, one time we had a fellow show up and say, they're investigating me. They think I firebombed the governor's mansion. And he tried to give me this big box of material, or my crew. And I thought it could be a setup to set me up for the firebombing. And so, but plus, I just had to call. I mean, I called the state police, and they came out, and because I had to. But short of that, I will never break, you know, the journalist code. And it is the journalist code that if something's illegal, you've got to talk about it. But John Ronson snuck in as well, and it had me swear for liability issues and never say that he went in. And then a year later, he publishes a book saying he snuck in there with me, and he writes about Kissinger, if you want to read it. So it's not just me that saw this. Kissinger, with a bunch of other world leaders dressed as women, bent over, simulating inserting fingers in their rectums. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying to hide out and stay away from people and being questioned by Secret Service with Mike Hansen, who also snuck in with me. And Ronson saw me get in successfully and decided he was going to sneak in the same way. So I didn't even know he was going to sneak in until I later saw him walking down one of the forest paths and didn't say anything. But the point is, Ronson backs up what I saw. And then later, widows, it's happened in two cases, sent me internal annals, 10-year annals. And it's Bush Sr. and Jr. speaking. And the media never, you know, said don't call W. Jr., but he's called Jr. in those books, and they dress in drag. It's admitted in Spy Magazine, People Magazine, CBS News, that limos just drive in all day long and jets land from New York and L.A. with the gay prostitutes. And I didn't understand, because in 2000 I was a lot better looking than I am now. I was about 30 pounds lighter than I am now. And you know, people seen the videos. I mean, you know, I see women commenting on YouTube. Man, he's handsome. And I was pretty handsome then. And Mike was a handsome guy. And I hadn't done my research properly on Bohemian Grove. And I'd heard that there was a lot of homosexuality in there. But you've got to be there to believe it. And I had old men whistling at me and coming at me. And I had groundskeepers laughing at us and whistling at us. And I literally probably only walked around for an hour of the 5 hours because I was questioned by Secret Service, by Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies. Luckily, with a straight face, I knew enough about the camps to say I'm a member of the Hillbillies, knowing that was a Texas camp. They have over 100 camps within the 2,700 acres, you know, log cabins. And so, I mean, and then it got dark, and they reportedly at this pool, this little lake, have this idol, and there was the idol. And I know that Molech was a bull in Sumeria, but occultists always mix and match. They addressed it as Molech in their literature, as Molech during the ritual, and as Lilith, which is the owl god, or sometimes represented by an owl. And they went through this incantation of conjuring the dead Bohemian Grove members that had been there. And I was with those old men on the beach looking across the 50, 60 yards at the owl. And they were grinding their teeth and in reverent rapture. And Mike Hansen sitting beside me, you can even hear this on the audio if you boost it up, because we were trying to shoot video. This is a little hidden camera on my side, trying to halfway climb up the knots on a tree to get above the people's heads because the camera was hidden at my side. It's in the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, by the way. And then I went back to Bohemian Grove and covered it a few years later. And so there's two films in one on the DVD titled Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. That's an hour and a half film. And the 46-minute documentary, again, both films on one DVD, The Order of Death. And Mike was like, oh, that's interesting. And they would just look at him with hatred, even though he was whispering, oh, that's nice. You know, like he was in a crowd of people. No, they were taking this like he was talking in church. And then you have the New York Post and the rest of it reporting that, you know, headline, Chad Savage, gay porn star, services moguls. That was the headline. And so many other headlines in that Spy Magazine piece. And we have video shots of that in the films. Another reporter who successfully snuck in but then got caught, he was still able to write about it. He just was unable to get any photos. He just described being hit on. And I mean, and so my point is, when you see the Republican leadership, if they've been to Bohemian Grove, they are sent there to be compromised. And it just shows you how everything you're told is not what reality really is. Just like they tell you, we promise you these body scanners do not have any radiation and cannot hurt you. And we promise you they cannot even be saved. And then it turns out they're saving everything at the state courthouses, at the federal courthouses that have them, at the airports. It's now completely admitted. They lied to you openly from the beginning because they're all confident. And the Democrats have their weird Bohemian Grove with Maurice Strong in Colorado. And reportedly similar things go on there, but women are involved as well. Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, before Helmut Kohl, he wrote the book Men and Powers, a Political Retrospective. We own the book. I did shots of the text. I underlined it in the film. And he says, we do our own rituals at our own Druidic grove. Remember Jesus said, you know, don't go to the groves, cut down the groves where they do these rituals. People say Jesus was for cutting down trees. No, he meant in their holy groves where they do the sacrifices. Now, that's in the Bible. It's the same stuff going on 2,000 years ago or 2,010 years ago is going on now. And Schmidt says, oh, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, we run the planet, one world government. It's so wonderful. I mean, he wrote this. And he says, we have our own groves to do rituals, but my favorite place to do rituals is Bohemian Grove, and I travel every year. And he says, more decisions get made there than even the Trilateral Commission or Bilderberg Group. The real decisions get made there while they're on drugs and drinking, and some of the men like women, but it's men only, so they drive into Monterio that's got four or five hotels. And when you're there during that season, there are just hookers everywhere. You know, when you're outside the grove, there are just beautiful, you know, number 10 hookers, females, just, and they go to the local golf course to be picked up. So the grove members drive over there and they want a female, and they also pick up the males and drive them in with them. And this is who your leadership is. Most of these Republican leaders you see up on television that go to Bohemian Grove, go to a forest retreat, dress up like women, do bizarre black magic rituals, and have sex with gay porn stars and gay prostitutes. I mean, that's a fact. Richard Nixon talked about it. Okay? I mean, nothing you've been told is true. And the caller brought this up, and I've now gone into a 10-minute rant about it, or 5-minute rant, whatever it is. Well, let's be technical. 9-minute rant. 7-minute rant. Three's the charm. I only got it right. 7-minute rant. I've done the 7-minute rant on this subject, and I mean, I don't blame people not believing it. The British journalist said, I can't go in there because World of Wonder and Channel 4 England won't allow me to because of liability. It's real. I've got people inside. They do this ritual. There's all sorts of gay stuff going on. I will pay you your expenses, and I'll also videotape you doing it. And he said, I know you've infiltrated military operations and things like that. This should be a piece of cake for you. And I said, sure, I'll do it, but I don't believe that stuff. I mean, just 11 years ago, This happened 10, but he talked to me about 6 months before we did it. He was covering some of the things we were doing up at Waco, building a memorial chapel up there, John Ronson. He also wrote Men Who Stare at Goats, turned into the big movie that you've seen about General Stubblebine that's really a whitewash. But his book, Them, covers the Bohemian Grove fiasco or escapade. And I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just you go in there and you see this, and you got old men trying to pick you up. And it was literally like I was the cat, and they were Pepe Le Pew, the skunk, in that Warner Brothers cartoon. I mean, it was just, oh, thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm handsome. Well, thank you. Have a nice day. With drunk old men going, oh, you know, corporate CEOs and people. I mean, it's gross. And again, meanwhile, I'm being chased like Pepe Le Pew through there, along with Mike Hansen. John Ronson's not very handsome. He didn't have any problems. Of course, according to him. But I'm just joking, John. You're just who could make this? Who could make up that they're in the news every day saying we want to only let you have one child and we are putting drugs in your water to make you submit to us and we want to give you vaccines to make you submit? I mean, who could make up that every major insurance company is brazenly telling Bloomberg, well, we've changed the rules and we're allowed to keep your insurance money when your husband gets killed in Iraq, so we're just going to do it. And yeah, we're recording your naked bodies and we lied to you about it. I mean, look, I'm not the one doing all this crazy stuff. I know it sounds crazy because I'm the one talking about it, but it's all real. It's all real. And these people are crazy. A normal person wants to go fishing or camping. I never get tired of it. You know, I read about these elitists who have all these mistresses and all this money and all this power, and they always get into sick, weird stuff because there's something wrong with them. And normal people who just want to never get sick of beef and cheese enchiladas, never get sick of camping or fishing or hunting, never get sick of swimming in a river, never get tired of watching a sunset, never get tired of water skiing, never get tired of kissing my wife, never get tired of loving my children, never get tired of visiting my grandmother, and I'm a weirdo. I'm the weirdo because I'm normal. And the sickos run things, and they're turning our society into their wonderland.
You ever be in the club, man? You get in a fight. People that you don't even know jump in.
You feel like you want to hit something. Your fist clicks.
And
your fist.
You we're just back, CKLN listeners. That's right. They're trying to turn us into corporate cartoons. And I got nothing against gay people. I have gay friends. And my gay friends bitch and complain that they can get laid whenever they want, but they have trouble finding a boyfriend, a guy they can just hang with and develop something with, because that's how their culture's been messed with. It's been sold as all about sex, and they're doing the same thing to heterosexual culture and all the other cultures. And you gotta decide, what kind of world are we heading towards? And are we just going to accept it getting worse? Because, frankly, I wouldn't care if the government wanted all of us to go bowling, then I'd be suspicious of that. And if this wasn't an attack on guys by scum at the top to effeminize us and to emasculate us, then I wouldn't care. I don't care what anybody does, but we're in a program to retard and dehumanize and rob and murder us. Back to this article here from the Star. The issue is of concern for both medical and psychosocial reasons. Studies suggest that earlier puberty for girls, as measured by the age at first menstruation, can slightly increase the risk of breast cancer. It's probably because it results in longer lifetime exposure to the hormones estrogen and progesterone, which can feed some tumors. And you're wearing a pink ribbon, so you can screen for more of it. And you're going running, jogging, biking, swimming, you know, skidooing to raise money for the big drug companies that are doing nothing but looking for more of this. And this article, the rest of it's written about how the girls are all screwed. And this is of concern to the experts. And that's enough. Now look, men want power and women want security. So handle it. Handle security. And if we decide to let the girls take on the state in the hierarchy, like it's the state, it's the girls, and then it's us, and then the kids and old people, then we're screwed. And the New World Order knows this. They know this. That's why they're doing this. And you got the kids out there, and if you try and tell them, you know, what's really going on, they will have a violent reaction to it. To the point where they'll snitch you out, where they'll cry, where they'll hit you. And when they're in charge, it's over. Unless they learn a thing or two now. And the kids are only messed up because adults aren't speaking up. And this new world of experts is selling us pile after crap after pile after crap. And saying, take it. You want to go? You want to fly to London right now? You're paying $249 for the plane ticket and $406 in taxes. Go to a flight center. Read the damn sign. $400 in taxes on a $250 airline ticket. 130%. All right, look, I'm going to take you to a bit of Alan Watt on the Axiom Conference held by We Are Change Utah, talking about science versus religion, why they're killing God. And why getting rid of somebody above the state leaves us in a crap load of trouble, especially if we don't do what we can with the info we got to deal with the state.
You think that religion and science can be friends?
They can be friends only if science comes out. You understand that most science is really based on theories. And because it's based on theories, which is really the best guess that most folk are going along with at the time in the same field, they say, well, that's the best guess. That will be the theory for the time being. We've had so many cons in the past through sciences, like the Piltdown Man for evolution and all the rest of it. That was taught. People got their thesis in university by doing them on the Piltdown Man. And it wasn't for 40 years. That they took it out of the museum, they tested the bone structure and found that someone had put a pig's jaw on the bottom of a human skull. So we've had so many cons pulled by science to get a definite agenda through to do with, oh, it's evolution, the next evolution is to be transhuman into the Superman, etc., because this is a world socialist society and socialism always goes towards a Superman and transhumanism. That's what they're pushing. So, can it be a compromise? Compromise can only come when science gives as equal respect to religion, equal respect, and doesn't try to dominate that religion. Here's the key too. Science since the 1500s, and this is when it all broke out with Rosicrucianism, alchemy, and so on. Now, the true alchemists were not into changing gold or lead into gold or making man, taking the base metal, man himself lead and creating a Superman. Then that was all allegory. The true alchemists were into chemistry, which was way ahead of what everybody knew. We're always given low-end or latent science. Science is always way ahead because science is knowledge and power. so it's never shared with the public. Whatever you get dished out on the bottom level to consume is old, obsolete stuff. Now, Ian Taylor wrote an excellent book. He's a scientist in Canada, well-renowned scientist too. And he wrote a book, and it was called Darwin in the Minds of Men, and then subtitled Darwin and the New World Order. And in it, he gives the most concise rendition of what science is all about, demolishes so many theories by what they also know, admits that so many theories are simply put forward for political agendas, and gives the facts to back it all up. It's a must-read book. But he said himself that the scientific community, which again runs through the United Nations and all the grant makers and all the big foundations that give them the cash, have made it their policy to attack religion. Churches have been attacked, as I say, since the 1500s. And people have no idea of the incredible war against religion, especially the religions of the West, for 500 years. And it's still going on today. Hollywood has been a big part of it too, of course, because they want it demolished. They have their reasons for demolishing it. And religion has been the biggest problem, according to H.G. Wells, for their agenda even back in his time. He said, because it always came down to who should the citizen obey, their God or the government. He said, our job is to make sure that they'll only obey the government. Therefore, religion has to be completely removed. So that's the biggest fear of the agenda. If the government is ordering you all to do something which is against your morality or against your belief system to your God, then you have the choice. Are you going to obey that government or your God? And government has said that when government is in full control, there'll be nothing to stand between you and them when they come down to talk to you, like George Orwell portrayed in 1984. There's no one to stand around you as an individual, and they don't want you having some moral qualms about obeying a god and disobeying government.
High moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed, her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning at the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville.
You don't have to come and confess to them. You are really dumb, for real.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. So now you know what they want to do. They want to make sure that they kill God and put a bunch of scientific Nazis in charge of us who manage our depopulation and our dehumanization. And in this, you know, giant New World Order globalization social experiment run by crazy people who make the people who work for them crazy, that's what all this is about. It's that if you do all this crazy anti-human stuff, then you're easier to control. Because you realize, at some point, you realize you turn into scum. And it's a scum snowball that goes downhill and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you might even be someone that knows a lot about this information. And you like one of those like 700-pound like men or women stuck in their house with it. And people are like, stop eating the Haagen-Dazs. Come on out and get some sunshine. And you're like, no, must eat conspiracy Haagen-Dazs. Must learn more about how we're being poisoned. And it's like, but you're an insane shut-in. You know, or you're someone, and if you went and did something with it to get respect, like everybody else has to, then you would get respect, and it would get respect, and you could be yourself. Or people could know that you are yourself, and then people could appreciate that you're being disciplined about it for them. You know, nobody wants to have a dentist over and have that dentist talk all the time at dinner about all the saliva, stalactites, and stalagmites they saw. But they can respect when a guy's a dentist, and they can respect when he's successful at it, and it's the same thing. And if we can't find a way to make this, look, everybody likes it when guys get mad, especially for a decent reason. It's sexy. But everybody hates pissed off chicks. Everybody likes pissed off guys. Everybody hates pissed off chicks. Look at the movies. Look at the archetypes and so on. And so that's what they're trying to create. That, you know, I catch guys on the phone scared to talk to their girls. Hey, honey, how's it going? Are you okay? Okay, Chanel, I'll call you later. And the girls be all blah, 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 blah. And it's like, ah, man, ah. I'm not saying that anybody should be scared, but goddamn, this is engineered. You know, we're careful. You know, where people, I met a dude, he's doing the Plenty of Fish thing, and he says with this latest girl, they decided to talk on the phone for like 3 days. 4 days. Because he wasn't talking on the phone with most girls. It was just sending back a couple of carefully guarded text messages before they met. And it's just like, ah, they're look, if you think it's hard to talk about this now, like you think you can just turn this on, or you think somehow that these same people that engineered us to be borderline retarded when it comes to explaining things that we know really well to other people, you know, you think that they're going to let it, you think they made us return to Rambos after an economic collapse or a societal collapse? You think we're going to be out in the woods growing our own food and shooting rabbits and eating them if we can't make a flyer or burn a DVD or put up a poster now? That's the point. It's a game. It's a joke. We got to take on the system now. We got to put pressure on it to appeal to it. I'm going to take you back to a clip of Alan Watt from We Are Change Utah interview, talking about how they will always kill people who have no soul, and going through the history of revolutions, because we're going through one right now. But who's...
Well, what we know about Egypt is that...
who's going to run it this time?
They ruled a good part of the ancient world for an awful long time. And Egypt had varying different kinds of priests specializing in certain areas. They had their own secret rites, of course. They had their different layers of writing that only initiates could understand. And they also truly believed, just like today, that the right for those to rule was in the blood. It was hereditary, and that's why sometimes even pharaohs would marry their sister to keep the special whatever it was within the family lineage. I'll just get off that for a minute and say Prince Charles recently came out and said he believes now that God put him on earth for a purpose to save the world. I'm not kidding you. This is in the British papers today. But so back in Egypt's time, you had millions of slaves really all over, a huge enterprise of many, many countries that were taken over, all slaving for a small elite. But they also indoctrinated the peasantry into the fact that the Eye of Ra was all around them, all seeing. It's like the eye in the sky. It's like satellites today.
And they had the peasants believing that if they tried to run off, then this all-seeing God would know they were going to do it, know where they were. And psychologically, in other words, they trained them that they couldn't even escape. Whatever came out of Egypt is so interesting because the biggest export of Egypt was revolution. And Pythagoras went there to train and study. We know that Plato went there. Many of the aristocrats in Greece went there for their main education. Plato was initiated into the mystery religions, he said. We have the writings of Herodotus too, who talks about being initiated into them. He gives a bit more in his writings about it in his histories. And we know that they went on from there to possibly the Middle East, to the next place for the next bunch of degrees. And their final destination was India, of all places, for even higher degrees. So you understand there was a mystery religion definitely existing way back then in Egyptian times. And they exported people like Pythagoras, who, rather than going back to Greece or Athens or Attica, they went to a Greek colony in what now is Italy, and it was called Crotona. And he set up his school, and his school was burned down by the people eventually because they realized that his purpose was to train the youth to overthrow the adults, the elders, to bring in a new system. And that's where they burned down his school. But what's so interesting too, he used a technique that was later used by the Catholic Church. He had 5 years of secrecy. And quietness and silence, where you studied and listened, but you didn't speak before you were brought into the inner sanctum. The same thing you'll find with the Essenes that really came from Egypt into the Middle East around Jerusalem, but 2,000 years ago. The Essenes had the same technique, the same rituals, and they had also had a lay organization who were not allowed into the inner group. You had to be single, unmarried, to get into the inner group. We find the Catholic brotherhoods eventually took that in as well. Some of them specialized, like the mystic monks of Franciscans, down through the ages, and secrets were kept for them as well. They were all specialized in different areas. And there's no doubt about it that down through the ages, the mystery religions have come. But their main thing was revolution. We find the same thing with Socrates, who studied in Egypt. He came back. He was the first one to openly bring women in as well. Young women, beautiful women too, educate them, but with the precise intention of getting them married into the ruling elite, and then with the intent of following instructions and trying to get their husbands to change their minds on certain policies and manipulate their husbands. This was found out again, and that was the real reason that he was tried in court for trying to overthrow the state by using the youth. It actually said corrupting the youth. And the morality of the youth as well. From there, you see it popping up again in Alexandria about the 3rd century AD under Neoplatonism, where even lesbians were teaching this in Alexandria. One of them was a well-known teacher who did gross things in front of her students because she was pretty well like a humanist today, existentialist. And when one student asked her about was there any point for marriage, etc., she literally, during her monthly cycle, pulled out a rag and says, "This is what you're in love with," and threw it at his feet. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I would expect today in some universities, actually. But it was happening back then, too. They were trying to destroy everything that was beautiful, that people wanted, family life, that type of thing, to bring in what they thought was a perfect, ruled, ordered society, even back then. And they played their hand down through the ages. And then they broke out in Paris under the guise of Rosicrucianism. At the time, they had pamphlets all over France. The one thing they let them know to get members in was that they had very good knowledge of medicine and life extension. That was to track people in. I don't doubt they did have advanced knowledge because knowledge is never lost, especially knowledge that help the elite themselves. And we know today, for instance, that the medicine that the public have available to them is really, to me, it's antique as to what I've found out that they really have for the extremely wealthy. They're way beyond everything, even growing organs for the wealthy from their own stem cells. They've been doing it for quite some time. The public won't get access to this kind of stuff. But you've had revolutionary groups down through the ages all working towards bringing in this particular society. Now, a lot of them, too, in the higher societies have always believed, as I say, that they are higher masters. Reincarnation was a big part of it during Blavatsky's day. The Rockefeller Foundation still funds the Lucis Trust today. It used to be called the Lucifer Trust down at the Rockefeller Plaza, the UN Plaza, I should say. That's where it is. They run the United Nations Meditation Room, and they believe that only the right breeding with the right people can produce the right spirit to run the world. They believe that those who don't have selective breeding or their wives chosen for them through lineages and who are interbred, they believe they have no soul. That's what they've said. And therefore, there's no problem about killing people off if they have no soul.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine.
So I got a 24 with me. Today's 24. It says Omar Khadr finally getting a sham of a trial after 8 years. I mean, we're supposed to accept that our country's just run this way and we could just chill out. And I went right through a whole Now magazine yesterday at a Starbucks just chilling. And John Tory's thinking of getting in the race because everybody hates Smitherman, everybody hates Ford. And yet it says John Tory might be run by Mike Harris, who we hate. And at the end, it says here, based on his community work and so on, these two high-profile gigs have made Tory a kind of elder statesman. The danger, amid all the swirling speculation, is that he'll get caught up in his own hype and start believing the sweet nothings that those who want him to run are whispering in his ear, as he's done so many times before. So they say we're going to have to choose between scum to rule us. And it just is what it is. And yet on the cover of the 24, Blue Jays pitcher Brandon Morrow waves after his one-hitter shutout. Now look, they're even making fun of us for being retarded. You know, and there's some guys that do it great. Rex Murphy on the CBC and Rex Murphy here in the National Post. Rex Murphy, the perils of question 32B about the long-form census. And that's supposed to be a hot button issue. The long here it is. This is where we are now, according to Rex Murphy. Remember, we started the year with the great non-controversy of prorogation, where the Queen and her Governor General agents suspended Parliament for the second years in a row for a Prime Minister we all hate. I was talking about my man yesterday. Countries don't put up with Prime Ministers they hate for 5 years. In Italy, they're like, nah, man, this guy's way too much of a prick for me to go to work tomorrow. Get him out of here. It's like the guy at the house party, he's playing crappy music. It's like, he gotta go. We're not just gonna keep dancing until we get a new DJ. Now, we're now deep in the dog days of summer and there's another partisan polemical bubble. This being the even more tendentious, tedious sham fight over the mandatory long-form census. Even as I type that phrase, the laptop trips into, quote, sleep mode. I can't imagine that any Canadian is giving this business a nod of his or her vacationing head. There are, after all, beers to drink and steaks to grill. It's all a big nothing. This is state coercion. He's saying this is the state coercion article. Like, shouldn't we have to do the long-form census? Not are we being surveilled. Not are we being poisoned. Not like it says on Infowars.com here. Water fluoridation is just one of 40 chemicals in our water supply meant to dumb us down. But they're not finished yet because they want to add freaking lithium, as I discussed end of last week.
my thoughts. Now, pistol on my side, you don't wanna hear that thing talk.
They're saying this publicly. And so Rex Murphy ends this article here. It's actually frightening that one of the most advanced and fortunate societies on the face of 20th century Earth might be heading into a fall election precipitated by the question, where do you stand on penalty provisions for Stats Canada's long-form census? Should this be so, we may have to rethink this whole Confederation business. It's evacuated our brains and robbed us of even the pretense of serious purpose. I'm telling you. and then we'll just... Academics. We'll all be a bunch of little chattering academic, a bunch of chattering Cathys who go, oh, yes, I'm smart enough to know we're all stupid. That's how this works. And we'll be able to explain this to each other in very polite, calm, communist Canadian ways. And we gotta be populist. We gotta be revolutionaries. Because they're sending revolutionaries at us. That's what this whole creeping bureaucracy and all this creeping CIA activism and all these people who say they're doing something good and maybe they think they are, but if you try and tell them how to do it better or maybe say I have some information that can help you, they're like, no, I need to stick with this reality. Because otherwise, I can't be happy with it. And it has nothing to do with the people they're trying to help. And none of us have the courage to deal with that. And not enough of us anyway. So, you know, there's stuff out there. People say, oh, people got to think for themselves. People got this for themselves. No, you got to think for others. Because if you just think for yourself, you won't be able to think about others and give them what they want to hear. And from this massive list of information, with the kids being poisoned and relationships being messed up and people being retarded to the point where they scared to talk and scared to hear other people talk, we got to do a little better than that. Now, before the People's DJ, David James takes you on a sweet four-hour jazz experience you will not forget. Do stick around for that. Perhaps meditate on some of the things you heard here. Keep in mind that people hear what's got us to the point where we're being brainwashed and we're being emasculated, and yet tons of people are open to hearing about this in careful select ways, about careful select subjects, because things have been done to get us to this point. Now, people will say, oh, what can you do? Just for self-defense. Like if I ask that question and you don't feed me the perfect baby food, then I can spit it back out. And I'm telling you, that's not how this game works. There are things that have been done to get us to the point where we got a chance against these pricks. So you gotta respect that. And then once you get an idea of what the info is and what the techniques are, you can develop your own. And we can move forward. And just talking to each other about this is retarded. We have to get to work in little groups of friends locally to pressure politicians locally. Oh, this guy's responsible for this municipal riding. This guy's responsible for this federal riding, provincial riding. This guy's responsible for our school board. Oh, these people are responsible for this. Well, 3, 4, 5 of us are going to stay on his ass. And that's what it's going to take. So we got to get past this idea of talking to each other and start figuring out how to get together and talk to the state and figure out ways that we can share information with them so that they can carry the ball inside for some of our needs. So get over this idea that you got to be scared of other freaking Canadians. We've been emasculated and brainwashed. Ain't nothing to be scared of. Nobody's stepping to you if you ain't stepping to them like you're trying to hurt them. You step to them like you're trying to help them. Even if it stings a bit, they ain't taking a poke at you. So don't be tripping out there. Because let me tell you, the more paranoid you get about people, the more paranoid you get about people. And the weaker it makes you, generally, when it comes to dealing with everybody, from family to friends to strangers to your own problems. I'm out of here, folks. Tonight, Mondays, Word of Mouth Mondays, interviewing Keith Harmon Snow. The interview is entitled Africa, the Canadians Killing Us. Let's figure out who our leaders are and why we gotta pop off. Peace out.
No nuts, no glory. No glory. My biography, damn right, the true story. Yeah. City on fire, and I didn't even try. Run the streets all day, I could sleep when I die.
Hey. Cause if you're looking for me, you can find me on the block, disobeying the law. A real G, thoroughbred from the streets, pants sagging with my gun and my drawers. Just keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. Just to keep on moving now. I be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a trap now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Does everybody know the game don't stop? Trying to make it to the top for your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a soul survivor.
Yeah.
If you're looking for me, I be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a trap now. Because I'm a rider.